This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The African-American man who died in police custody in the state of Minnesota, setting off global protests against police brutality and racism, was buried next to his mother Tuesday in his home state of Texas. George Floyd died May 25th after Minneapolis police arrested him on suspicion of spending a counterfeit $20 bill on a food store. A white police officer who kept his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes, even after Floyd said he couldn't breathe, is charged with second-degree murder. Three other officers at the scene are charged with aiding and abetting. There are also calls across the country for cities to defund and reform police departments. President Trump is being criticized for sharing an unfounded conspiracy theory suggesting that an older protester police pushed to the ground last week in Buffalo, New York, could have been an anti-fascist provocateur trying to disrupt police communications. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo condemned Trump's tweet, saying he should apologize for his mean and reckless words. The 75-year-old man remains in the hospital, and the two officers who pushed him are charged with assault. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Trump's highest-profile authority on the coronavirus pandemic, described COVID-19 as his worst nightmare Tuesday. The New York Times said he made the comment and remarks broadcast to a group of biotechnology industry executives. Fauci said the speed at which the disease moved through the globe was surprising. He said in a period of 4 months, the coronavirus devastated the whole world, and it isn't over yet. I invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza has died after suffering what the government said was a heart attack 2 months before he was scheduled to leave office. Burundi's constitution says the president of the National Assembly replaces a president who dies, but there was no immediate word Tuesday evening on when the assembly leader might take office. Nkurunziza's handpicked successor won last month's presidential election. In a statement Tuesday, Human Rights Watch said Nkurunziza ruled Burundi through fear and crushed dissent. Nkurunziza's wife is still recovering from coronavirus at a hospital in Kenya. Her illness triggered rumors that the president had caught the disease as well. In continuation of a U.S.-led push to encourage intra-Afghan negotiations, Pakistan's army chief took a one-day trip to Kabul Tuesday. The general met in the Afghan capital with both President Ashraf Ghani and the chairman of the High Council for National Reconciliation, Abdullah Abdullah, the man who would lead future negotiations with the Taliban. Ghani's office issued a statement saying both sides discussed the peace process and Pakistan's support of that process. Riot police charged at thousands of protesters who ignored a police ban to mark the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement on Tuesday night. In Hong Kong, dozens of riot police descended on them, conducted body searches on many. They threatened to arrest those who did not leave the area. On June 9th last year, some 1 million Hong Kongers staged a peaceful protest against a proposed extradition law that would allow individuals to be sent to China for trial. Intending to stamp out protests, China's legislature in late May passed a plan to force sweeping national security laws on Hong Kong to prevent and punish acts and activities that threaten national security, including advocacy of secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference. The new law bypassed the Hong Kong legislature. And voters in five states here in the U.S. went to the polls Tuesday for political party primaries, but the balloting in the southern state of Georgia was slow, with voters reporting long lines and officials saying there were problems with the voting machines not working. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.